This is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I'm talking about the 10th element in the 14, and its quality of external contact. So that's like a broad topic. It involves a lot of things. It's basically about anything external. It's whatever your senses can gather. Essentially, people, of course, colleagues you interact with when you go to the supermarket, who you interact with, friends, family members, spouse, children, all of them, basically human beings. Then, of course, pets at home. And then nowadays it's TVs, you know, stimulation through that, shows you watch, Netflix, movies you watch, technology, Facebook, interactions on cyber, influences. So all these influence your subconscious continuously. It's like almost nonstop in this day and age of technology. It's like literally nonstop. So that's why we want to really be aware of how much time we are spending on these things and give ourselves breathers or breaks from these, especially like a screen time, whether it's computers, whether it's, you know, phones, on any kind of gadgets. That's number one. Not only does it, you know, occupy a decent part of the subconscious, because it does affect you and you don't even know it, unless it comes up and, you know, things come up and you're wondering how you responded to something or reacted to something a way which you were surprised at all with how it came out. People, of course, everybody knows, if you have, you know, more people to interact with, or too many people to interact with, like if you cannot say no to people, that's a problem, because then you're going to do things and interact with people you don't want to, and that is not a good feeling you have, and so on. The energy, you know, your energy kind of is dissipated and it goes out in the direction where you don't want it to, and you're kind of in negative energy phase. And the other things are important also, where you want to have a few people, but like-minded people who actually energize you, and not really the other way around. So it's not in a number of people, it's the few people you have who you have quality time. So I think it's as you get older and older, if you really want to go inwards and take breaks and do all these elements we're talking, I mean, go through all these things that you're talking about, you know, introspection and all those things, you need time for yourself, more time for yourself and your activities, your rest, your rejuvenation, your meditation, your spiritual work, how you're focused about eating. Because remember, when you party, when you get together with people, you don't do the right things a lot of times. You eat the wrong foods, you drink alcohol. Not that alcohol in itself is bad, but, you know, you tend to do more. And sometimes you indulge in talking, which may not be the best. Sometimes it is, but not all the time. So that's why if you indulge in any of the activities, you just want to be really aware of what it's doing to you. It doesn't mean people are bad, but you should be able to say no many times when you really want to say no. So these are the things about external contact, which really plays a big role in our subconscious. And then, of course, when it plays a, you know, part in your subconscious, that plays a part in your innate nature modification and how it turns out as you go along in your life. And that also kind of appears in your dreams at night in weird ways. So that is important. And the TV is important, your shows are important, because if you watch something like horror movies or really violence, it doesn't leave a good, you know, taste in your subconscious. You feel kind of nervous, you know, kind of feel not so happy because you can't. And even if it's for a short time, it just lingers in there as fear, as disturbance. It could be anything, frustration. So we want to minimize as much as possible. Once in a great while, you want to do something, that's fine. But otherwise, you really want to make sure that you are in charge, when with the any kind of external contact which you're coming across or you're faced with.